Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Joining us now on the River Islands guest line is the manager of the Giants, appreciated so much, Bob Melvin, joining us on Willard and Tibbs. Hey, Bob, what's going on today?
Hey, how are you guys? Same thing.
Yeah.
Getting ready for a ball game.
Yeah, indeed. Game 2, Marlins in town. And would love to hear you expand a little bit on not just last night, but what feels, I don't know, it felt like there's some building frustration with regard to the lack of hitting. How would you describe it?
We still been winning our share of games, and it really felt like over the weekend, on Sunday we had a really good offensive game where we came back multiple times during the game. We played a ton of close games. We've won our fair share of them. We do feel like our lineup is going to come around, and I felt like there were signs of it this weekend. So, in that respect, we get frustrated like on a night last night when we feel like we should do a little bit more, but I don't think the guys are down about it.
When you think about doing more, is it being more aggressive in hitter-friendly counts? Is it trying to coax the pitcher into falling behind more? When you look at more of the minutiae of the at-bats, what do you see?
Well, it's case specific, right, to a particular pitcher. If we have a pitcher on the mound that walks a bunch of guys, we have to be cognizant of that. If we have a guy out there that throws strike run with his fastball and tries to get ahead of you, you have to game plan for that. So I don't think in a vacuum you can just say, hey, this is the way we need to do it. I think we have several guys that we feel like there's going to be a lot more offensively, and we still are very confident that's going to happen. So I think it's just kind of staying with it, stick with a particular game plan every day and be confident that it's going to come around some. I mean, you look at some of the other teams in the league too. I mean, Padres are a really good offensive team too, and I think we've scored more runs than they have. So we're not the Lone Rangers as far as maybe being down offensively a little bit.
Yeah, that is a fact for sure. Bob Melvin joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Bob, I wonder what you see in Justin Verlander's outings right now. We engage with Giants fans on the daily, and after last night, part of this is a statistical oddity that he has no wins, but you can tell that the fans are starting to feel like, gosh, when is this going to get going? But I wonder what the more educated view is right now of what you see when he's throwing.
Well, we're not giving him a lot of support, and then, we get behind and it doesn't feel great, but he's just coming off the IL. He's got a couple starts. He went through a deal where he just had a baby and so forth, even though he prepares the same way and he's ready to go. I think just based on the fact that we haven't gotten him a win yet, and once we get behind, like last night early in the game, it just doesn't have a great tone to it. But you know what? He threw 5 innings. He gave up 3 runs. That it still kept us in the game. We just didn't do enough offensively, and we really have not for him for the entire season.
Is there a sense of guys pressing not only for Verlander's outings because you want him to get a win, but just overall? And I can't help but think about the call made by Matt Williams at third to send Devers home, which would have tied the game if he made it, but he was out by 15 feet. What was your opinion on that send?
Yeah, there are times when you're not swinging the bat well that you have to be aggressive. So, I mean, look, it takes two good throws, two perfect throws to throw a guy out at the plate. We have a chance to tie the game up right there. So, yeah, I'm all for being aggressive in that situation.
Bob, speaking of Devers, how close is he to playing first base?
I think we're getting closer every day. You know, one, he's got to be comfortable doing it. He's never done it before. Unfortunately, we don't have a spring training to prepare for that. So we have to kind of run them through some things that we feel like will make them comfortable. It's never, you know, the first couple games going to be completely comfortable, but he can feel the ball really well. He's got soft hands, obviously can throw the ball across the diamond. You know, it's just a different spin and lefties a little different than righties over at third. But we want to make sure that he's 100% with the groin. I think we're getting pretty close as far as that goes. It's certainly not going to be today or tomorrow, but maybe at some point in time on this next road trip.
I wonder also just the larger view of Rafi Devers getting comfortable as a Giant. This has probably been a hell of a week and a half for him. He's never known anything but the Red Sox. He's switching leagues. What have been your kind of observations on his overall comfort level and fitting in?
Yeah, you know, it's. I think we lose sight of the fact that it's not the most comfortable thing in the world when you've been in one organization your whole career on the East Coast, in the American League, and all of a sudden in one day you're flying to San Francisco to play for a new team that you're going to be with for years and years, and you've only played there, you know, one time, I think, in his career. So there's a lot to digest and have to deal with. I think he's done it beautifully from the day he's gotten here, and I think our fans were incredible in making him feel at home right away. You know, the players too, the reception, the front office, everybody here tried to make him as comfortable as could on day one. There's just a lot going on, but you know what? He's got a smile on his face every day. I think each and every day he gets more comfortable in this uniform, you know, knowing the ballpark. You know, the opposition's a little bit different. He used to playing in the American League East, but I marvel at the way he's handled this and how comfortable he seems right away.
Pretty great to see all of you there for the introductory press conference. That was just probably heartwarming for him and a great visual for the fans. When he gets out to the yard, how much time is he putting in before the game at first? And does he have to go through kind of the evolution of all the different mechanics you need to play at first?
Yeah, you do. So, yeah, he was out there quite a bit yesterday. Had a little bit of a groin thing going on, so we're not, you know, just there's a limit to how much work you can do defensively. But look, he has no qualms with it. He wants to be able to go out there. We want to be able to get Wilmer in the DH spot some too, which he's been very, you know, productive in. So he knows there's a little bit of a timetable we're up against and trying to get it done with him. But I think yesterday was his most comfortable day as far as how much work he took. And like I said, you know, hopefully at some point in time on this road trip, we get him out there.
Bob Melvin with us on Willard and Dibs. Bob, you know, we talk so much about is he going to play first base and where is he in the lineup? I'd love to hear more about his role kind of off the field and in the clubhouse, particularly because of how things went down in Boston. And you guys have talked about how maybe Chapman and Adames will be more of the vocal leaders. What is Rafi Devers' role on this team in the clubhouse?
It's pretty early to tell, but he gets along with everybody. There's a smile on his face. I don't know that he's going to be the most vocal guy in the clubhouse, and we don't really need that. We have several guys that will rely on that. Just being comfortable going up there and doing damage at the plate, I think, you know, that's what's going to really make him comfortable around here. And you know, that's definitely going to happen. So he's still kind of feeling his way out there. There are a lot of these guys he didn't know. Actually, there were very few guys that he knew. But every day you see him hanging out with the Wilmers and Willies and, you know, getting to know Chappie and, you know, some of the pitchers we have here that are kind of high profile too. Everybody's doing the best they can to try to, you know, make this transition a little bit quicker for him. But I think what he does is he hits and he drives and runs and he does a lot of damage, and that's what we're looking for. We're not asking him to be the emotional leader of the team.
You mentioned Willie and Adames is not having the statistical year that everyone would hope for, but you haven't seen anything other than his dauber up. How much has he been a big-time positive influence in the clubhouse that feels different this year?
Yeah, he really has. And that's hard to do. You know, when you have an expectation level of yourself to to do, you know, X amount offensively, and it doesn't happen. You're in a new place, and there's a lot expected of you. It can be difficult to come in with that attitude every day, but he comes with it every day. And what we take out on the field, you know, those are kind of intrinsic things that you can't really put a value on. And I tell him every day, look, a lot of times what you're doing is not showing up in the box score, but it's showing up on the scoreboard and how we play the game every day and how, you know, determined we are to play. And you're out there every single day in every game, and there's a lot of value in that. So we know the offensive numbers are going to come, but he still has an impact on our guys and how we take the field and kind of our mojo every day.
Bob, what do you need to see from Chapman before he's ready, and how do you think that will change the lineup?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, it'll change it significantly. You know, he was hitting in the four hole for us for the most part. We'll see how it plays out. Having a Devers in the lineup too is as far as where he hits. But if you're talking about guys that are emotional leaders of the team, that's kind of his thing. So we miss that too on the field, the tenacity he brings, the defense that he brings, the base running that he brings, you know, just kind of everything that Matt Chapman's all about. As far as the timetable, not 100% sure. I'm thinking more when we get back from this road trip and how much we want him to, whether it's a rehab game or something like that, you know, but really and truly, we don't want him coming back with these, especially the bone bruise and that middle one, affecting him the rest of the season. So he's eager to get back. He's bouncing off the walls, and wants to get back as soon as possible, but we're going to take, you know, what the training staff tells us and where they feel that he is. He'll have input, obviously, and how he feels every day. And, you know, hopefully it's sooner than later. But I think if we get him back for the homestand before the All-Star break, I think that's a win.
Bob Melvin with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, real quick also, just with Logan Webb on the mound tonight, what sort of vibe does that give you guys? He's been such a good stopper recently. You know, how is his presence kind of different for this team, especially after a loss?
Yeah, it just feels like win day. So, you know, it feels like the way we play and losing close games, and sometimes we're frustrating. Not sometimes, we are frustrating offensively at times. You know, it just feels like every loss is really dramatic. And then we come back and win the next day, and whether it's scoring some runs or it's the pitching, but you know, your number one guy is the guy that you really feel great about taking the mound, and we will today too. And if we win, we expect to win this game today, and then it's going to be a completely different feeling. You try to stay away from the, you know, the emotional highs and lows of the season, but anytime that Logan Webb takes the mound, we feel great about our chances.
Okay, Bob, a lot of baseball in the next 24 hours. Go get him. We very, very much appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. There it is. Skipper of the Giants, Bob Melvin. That's Bo Mel.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.